Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Welcome to E-Ticket to Broadway, where Broadway meets Main Street. Here's your host, my pal, David Alpert.
Thanks for listening to this special episode of E-Ticket, a totally unedited recording of the very fun panel we had at this year's BroadwayCon. I was so lucky to be joined by my buddies Andrew Barth Feldman, Leslie Margarita, and Jelani Remy. We played our version of March Madness with a bracket of 32 Disney Parks attractions to battle it out. You can follow along and definitely play along. The blank bracket is on our Instagram page, as well as the completed one that Andrew, Leslie, and Jelani filled out. During this recording, you'll hear me mention a special discount code for merch offered to the very wonderful and enthusiastic fans in attendance. Of course, that code doesn't work anymore, but as a special treat to you listening, if you DM the Instagram account to tell us which Disney Parks attraction Leslie compares her career to, you can get a 10% off code for any order. Make sure you're following at eTicketToBroadway on Instagram and shop the magic at www.eticketpodcast.com. And now, here's our BroadwayCon 2022 panel. Does everyone know what an e-ticket is? It's not like an electronic ticket. Who are my Disney Parks fans? And if you're, yeah, right? If you're not a Disney Parks fan, you might not find today
to
the most.
Clear, I recently said I used the word e-ticket in a sentence to an Imagineer, and they were like, Jesus Christ.
I know.
Like,
I know, they don't. We love e-ticket. So anyway, e-ticket to Broadway, look at the stories. I just posted a bracket that you might want to screenshot just to follow along today because we're going to be doing some Ride Rumble, which is kind of like March Madness, but we don't know sports here. I don't know what a sport is. Damn Yankees.
Shoeless Joe from Hannibal and Mo.
Yes. But I'd like to get started with Jelani's impersonation of Mickey Mouse.
Oh, boy.
There we go. Wow.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome to E-Ticket on Broadway.
Thank you. Special skills.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So E-Ticket to Broadway is a podcast where we ask your favorite Broadway stars what they think of the Disney theme parks. We've had over 50 episodes, including these wonderful people next to me. But there's games, it's fun, there's stories. We love Broadway. We love the Disney theme parks. E-Ticket to Broadway brings them together. So I just want to have a quick chat with my friends up here. This is Jelani Remy from Ain't Too Proud,
Hi,
The Lion King.
Greetings.
And the Apple
Happy
Boys.
Broadway Con.
So Jelani, you and I, who I just saw play the MC in Cabaret at Goodspeed, and he was wonderful.
Yeah, right?
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. A very happy musical. Jelani, favorite Disney character?
Mickey.
Yeah.
It's Mickey. But then, well, can I do spinoffs? Because contractually, I have to say Simba.
Fair.
You're still
you could.
You have to say it.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if you could play a Disney character on Broadway, who would it be?
Simba.
No, isn't there someone from a movie that you also really like?
Simba.
Blink if you need help. From Princess and the Frog.
Oh, you mean Tiana?
Sure, you can Tiana.
What? Oh, I would love to play that Junebug. Oh, where you? You from Street Ball? Where you from? Yeah, he's a favorite of mine for sure. You listen.
Yes.
You listen.
We recorded, like, Leslie was the first person I interviewed on the podcast. Yeah. Because we started this right in the pandemic, right? When Broadway shut down and the Disney Park shut down, we were all just losing our minds. And we thought, how do we bring joy to people, right? And I do remember the first text was actually to these two, my Disney Parks buddies, and I said, like, I might do this, and they're both like, we're in. But yes, Jelani, we recorded that 2 years ago.
You had me take out my bunny ear, my Mickey ears that had, like, the dreads attached to them. You know the ones I'm talking about with, like, the beads at the end?
It's on the Instagram.
It's on Instagram.
And if you could close your eyes and walk onto any Disney Parks ride right now, what would it be?
Splash Mountain.
Great. Splash Mountain.
Yeah, it's hot outside.
Yeah. I was just at Walt Disney World, and I realized that at Walt Disney World, you don't get nearly as wet as Disneyland.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true. It's completely true.
I believe you.
Yes, it's the log situation.
Oh.
You already feel wet because of the humidity.
Wait, can I do a follow-up then? Because I just went to the Avatar land, and that one is pretty amazing, too.
Hey. I could use a good cry in the morning, walking on a flight of passage.
Well, Jelani, thank you so much for being here. I hope you win. Andrew Barth Feldman. Now, I know you've never been to a Disney theme park, but...
No, I'm curious about what all this business is.
It's really fun. Favorite Disney character?
Does Pixar count?
No. Well, Pixar can count. We won't do Marvel or Muppets.
Okay. Star but we'll Wars. Count Pixar. I accept that. I should have thought of this when you asked Jelani this question.
You can say Simba.
Simba. I love Stitch.
Okay.
I think. I will say Stitch.
I like that Stitch got applause.
Stitch is huge. However much Stitch you think there could possibly be in a Disney park, in Disneyland Paris, there's more.
Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah, there's so much Stitch.
And in Tokyo Disney, the Tiki Room.
The Tiki Room is Stitch. Aloha ikomo mai. Tiki
so
room
you
Tiki
have
room
been to
Stitch.
A Disney park.
Oh, my.
Hey, maybe, no, I haven't been there. I just Googled it a lot.
Well, look under your chair. We're going to Paris.
Wow.
So romantic.
Matt, dreams do come true.
If you could close your eyes and go on any ride at Disneyland, California.
Wow.
That's right.
So I can't say Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind because that's a
no,
new favorite.
Wow.
And Runaway Railway isn't open either yet. So
okay,
I don't
you know,
know
calm
that.
Down. Are we starting this already?
Yeah, we're going to get mad at each other. I will say I feel like my answer is always and will continue to be Haunted Mansion.
Yeah, sure.
I think that's it. That's where it's at. Especially Holiday. I would love to do Holiday
yeah,
right
sure.
now.
Yeah. Walt Disney World Haunted Mansion, the stair room, amazing.
Yes, with the phantom
yes.
footsteps.
I almost don't record this. I almost like it better at Walt Disney World. I know.
I think our Haunted Mansion is better. Your Pirates is obviously
fair,
better.
Fair. And our Fantasmic.
Yeah, I'll give you that as well.
Yeah. And the fact that Walt went to my park.
Okay, screw you.
Yeah.
Because the Florida project was his dream, and Fair. We have to give credit where credit is due to Roy Disney, please.
I know,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah, justice Great. For Roy, you guys.
No, it's true.
You never
but, like,
got
like,
what
Disneyland,
he deserved.
It was like there were orange groves, and he had a dream, and they're like, and then there were swamps.
Yeah.
Listen, favorite Disney movie?
Are we still, can Pixar still?
Sure.
Or is that lame? Like, do you guys want me to include Pixar or no? Because if I'm including Pixar, if I'm including Pixar, the answer is Onward. / Monsters University. Very close tie.
Very good.
If I'm including Disney, I think I got to go Treasure Planet. I love Treasure Planet.
Who here has not seen Treasure Planet?
Surely everyone, right?
Yeah.
I saw it, frankly, for the first time over the pandemic, actually. And I said, this is it. This is my favorite.
Great.
I think... It's a great movie.
Yeah, right. Treasure Planet.
It's spectacular. Okay. And the music is great. And poor those guys who really wanted to make that movie happen. And then Disney said, okay, go for it. And then they were like, see, didn't make any money.
Yeah.
And then that's what happened. And that's when we stopped making 2D movies. True story, everyone.
Wah, wah.
Sad. Getting sad at 10
Anyway, months. Thank you, Andrew, for being here.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
And on the very end.
The very end.
The queen, the Muppet. Leslie Margarita. Leslie,
yes.
Favorite Star Wars character?
Oh. Oh, man, that's rough. I'm going with Leia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch Obi-Wan?
Of course.
So good. Okay.
Favorite ride or attraction in any park?
Thunder Mountain.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
And in one word, your thoughts on Goofy?
Hate.
Gorsh.
You don't even. Jelani?
Leslie?
I swear I will throttle you.
Yeah, so E-Ticket to Broadway is usually fun and happiness. And somehow Leslie revealed to me her utter hatred towards Goofy.
You guys, I don't know what it is. I love Disney so much. I hate his face. And this was like, even when I was doing the shows at the park, I would avoid Goofy like the plague. Even the people playing Goofy that when they rehearse have to do this with no costume on.
Okay, the fact that this will be a recorded podcast, know that Leslie just did a wonderful performance. You must be an Olivier Award winner. Like, it was incredible.
You've also just brought up a crazy image for me of like, I guess I've never thought about the fact that they have to rehearse without costumes.
Watching the characters rehearse without their costumes.
Wait,
like
hold on. Let's maintain the magic a little bit.
Okay, we're staying in the magic. Okay, okay.
God.
Never mind. It's something.
Yeah.
But yes, I don't know what it is because I love dogs. This is not a dog. He's like,
But it's also Pluto. You don't have a fondness.
I'm not a huge Pluto fan, but he doesn't speak and he looks like a dog. Goofy's like a stupid cow thing.
Whoa. Wow. We gotta unpack this.
You guys, I don't know what it is. I hate him. I run the other way. And my David God. Alpert sends me Goofy pictures.
I can attest that you do.
Yeah, I do.
I got one this morning.
Yeah, I
don't know what it is.
But I said, Les and I had dinner the other night, and I said, you know, every time I go to a Disney park, if I see Miss Piggy, if I see Kermit, I send you photos, and also Goofy. It's like I see you everywhere. It's great. Anyway, Leslie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. So happy to be here. Yeah.
So, one quick thing, as you're following, hopefully, the Instagram page, know that we also have merchandise, and Christina, yes, is modeling some of our merch right now. Woo! Who knew? That is our Young at Heart line, but there's a lot of great shirts.
Do a runway.
Oh,
come
yes.
Come on, walk the catwalk.
You got a pin? Well, listen, we've got pins for sale in a bit, too. But here's the deal. I've got these cards and a QR code. And for today and tomorrow only, if you use code BROADWAYCON22, you get 30% off anything in the store. So we've got lots of great musical theater. If anyone here likes Broadway and Disney parks, there's a lot of great merch for you there. So grab these. So we are going to do our version of March Madness in July. So it's called Ride Rumble. Again, if you follow the Instagram page, check out the story, and you can screenshot it. But together, we're going to have a battle for the best attraction. There's going to be 16. I can't count. No, 16 times 2 is 32.
Oh,
no.
God.
I'll edit that part out of the podcast. It's a 32. I took AP Calculus 20 years ago. It's like... So we're going to go. Here's the deal. I'm not going to play, but if there's a tiebreaker, I will... step in. Sure. If you choose the wrong thing, I will step in. Justice for Dopey always. If Dopey is part of the attraction, it must win. You understand that?
I understand.
No, Dopey is my favorite.
I can't abide by that rule.
You must. Evil it's head. Like Haunted Mansion or Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
I'm
I think it's gotta be. Here's the thing. If you haven't been on an attraction, that's totally fine. Just look under your seat.
Because you're going to Paris.
You're going, yeah. Yeah, it's like... Yeah, it's like the Jules Verne Space Mountain.
Yeah, that's gonna win for me if that's so on the table.
This is gonna be Disneyland or Walt Disney World specific. Who here is Team Land?
No. No, you know what? I'm Team Land.
Yeah, okay. Great.
No way. Yeah. Great. No way.
Who's Team Walt Disney World?
Fooling yourselves.
Fair. It's fair.
I pick both.
Listen, Walt Disney World is growing on me. It is. I was just there last week and last week. Been there twice.
I think also you have to do Magic Kingdom because there's only Magic Kingdom. We don't count California Adventure. You really only Magic Kingdom, which is better, I think, at land.
Oh, sure.
Than it
yeah,
is.
For sure. Sure. We have strong thoughts. Okay, so here we go. And again, I'm also going to ask the audience as well, so feel free to jump in. We like this to be very interactive. So I don't know seeds or all that stuff because I went to school for theater, but the first one is going to be Space Mountain versus Flight of Passage.
Oh.
Okay, right. So, like, those are great ones. Trivia, Walt Disney World was the first place to have Space Mountain. However, the Space Mountain at Disneyland, way superior.
Yeah, people have opinions about the music, and I get that, but I prefer it in it's single person per row.
You need music. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, Space Mountain, Flight of Passage.
My dad made me a man on that Space Mountain. I was so scared to go on it as a kid, and he's like, you have to. And I was crying, and he's like, get in this cart. And I was like, no. And he was like, yes. And he put me in it, and I literally had tears in my eyes. Like, this is fun! and it changed me. So I have to go with Space Mountain.
Simba. Everything
I'll
the light
never forget
touches.
It. I was terrified. Yeah. And he was like, get in this car. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, so Space Mountain or Flight of Passage.
I know we can't all tell a story for every ride.
Yeah, I won't. I might, actually.
But I do want to say, because they do like Ghost Mountain or whatever. They do like overlays in Disneyland. Yeah. They don't have the means for that in Disney World. So I went for Villains Night one year. And a lot of times for Halloween or something, they'll turn all the lights off. And they did like a villain, and it's already dark, but the stars. And they did like a Villains Night.
Oh, really?
And it was very, I knew they were going to turn all the lights off, but it was like a Villains overlay. And I was like, what could that possibly be? Is it just going to be like, I'm Scar, welcome to Space Mountain. And that's what it was. Like,
really?
you get on the ride and you're like going and there's like kind of scary music and the lights are off. And every now and then you're like, you hear like, run, Simba. I think I'd be lying if I didn't say Flight of Passage. I'm going to go with Flight of Passage.
Okay, so we've got one Flight of Passage. Jelani?
Space Mountain.
Leslie?
Listen, I do love Hyperspace Mountain when they
Fair,
do it at Disneyland.
Yes.
However, Flight of Passage is like the best ride I've ever been on in my life.
Okay, that's fine.
Wow.
Yeah, I love Space Mountain, but that ride is unbelievable.
It is. I just went on for the first time like 2 weeks ago.
It's worth the wait.
Who has been on Flight of Passage? Really cool, right?
Incredible.
But when that back support hits you for the first time, you're like, I'm dying.
And it's like breathing.
It's breathing. It's a lot. It was great. Okay. Next one. The People Mover versus It's a Small World.
Get out of here. Welcome to the world of Tron.
Listen, I have such a soft spot for Small World.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So...
How about Rocket Rides? Anyone? Did anyone go on Rocket Rides besides me?
You went on Rocket Rides?
Oh, I did it.
Yeah.
I went on Rocket Rides, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. People Mover, Small World. Leslie?
Listen, Small World.
Okay.
Really? I like to find the broken ones with like the eye. I'm like, yeah. There I am.
Yeah. There was when I was there recently, the hula dancers.
Oh, yeah.
One, there was three of them, right? One of them was like really slow and like definitely was like, you should have called out today. And then, but my friend went on it like the next week and she was gone. Like, it was just like,
I mean, you get replaced so quickly. You can't do your show.
It's a tough business.
Okay, so we got one vote.
It's a fickle business being a doll and it's a small world.
I say to any small child, I was like, you're so cute. I just want to put glue on your feet and put you in Small World.
I want to freeze you and make you dance.
I'll edit that out. I have to edit that out. David, as you edit this, take the part out about gluing people's shoes to the ground. Okay, great.
I'm Andrew? Also going to say It's a Small World. I don't have a vendetta against the People Mover. I think it adds beautifully to the kinetic energy of Tomorrowland, but being on it, I am always sad. Yeah. I'm going to say It's a Small World.
It's a unanimous decision.
Yeah, Small World.
Yeah. Small World.
And And how, like, who loves Small World, right? It is sweet, especially like.
I think it's nostalgic. It's a classic.
It's better in Disneyland.
You know what it's going to be.
Will you say that louder into the microphone?
I know that It's a Small World is better than in Disneyland. I know that. You guys do a Christmas thing. We don't do a Christmas thing.
Oh,
I know.
It's so pretty.
It's great at Christmas. I know.
I love all the representation of Hanukkah.
Yeah, and also Woody's there. That's great.
That's the thing. I do like the Disney characters. If you see,
they're
that.
Good. They're good. They're a good part of it.
Yeah. Okay. Small World. Here's the next one.
No, I just looked.
Don't
over
look at it.
Sorry.
Don't look. These are. This is like the crazy round. Mr. Toad's Wild Ride, or Journey into Imagination with Figment, which I went on I went on that for the first time last week. I texted Andrew and I was like, "What is happening?"
You're making me, like let go of all of my morals and values right now.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride or Journey into Imagination with Figment. Has anyone... So what do we think? Who wants Mr. Toad to win? Okay, who wants Figment to win?
Oh, it's who
split.
Didn't vote? Well,
that's
pick
fair.
What
we
sounds better.
You, we see you. It's fine.
Which
what sounds better to you?
Yeah.
A toad.
So, like, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is classic, terrifying. You go to hell. Drew Gehling loves Mr. Toad. Talks about it a lot. Journey into Imagination with Figment. Terrifying. You feel like you're going to hell at one point. Like, I don't.
When it explodes?
Yes. I screamed.
When Eric Idle's like, as you could see, imagination, it really is the... Blah, 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 and Figment's like, you said it, Doc. Imagination is a blast. It's the loudest sound you've literally ever heard in your life.
I just want to see, Andrew, you play Figment in the live
musical. I have a pitch. I literally have this pitch written out for a Figment TV show. I have a one-page Figment TV show, and somebody pitched me recently that I play both Dreamfinder and voice Figment. Genius.
I don't want you to voice Figment. I want you like CGI Figment.
No, just a Party City costume.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay, Jelani.
Yes.
Mr. Toad or Journey to Imagination?
I pick Mr. Toad.
Nice. Leslie?
Mr. Toad. Okay.
Good answer.
Andrew?
Here's the thing. Because you're saying Journey into Imagination with Figment, which is a very different ride from Journey into Imagination, the original ride that was there in the 80s, if we were talking about that, that would win. Because we're talking about Eric Idle Moon Journey into Imagination with Figment, I'm going to say Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Okay, Mr. Toad.
No, but I've seen it on YouTube. Oh
my God. Okay, here's the next one. We're going to do some classics. Dumbo versus the Mad Tea Party. Like teacups.
I mean.
Okay, we want, they're ready. Andrew?
Yeah, Mad Tea Party. Yeah.
Leslie?
Yeah, teacups.
Teacups.
Nice. Can anyone in the room not go on teacups anymore? Because of motion sickness? It's a real thing. I love it.
Even if you don't spin it?
Depends on how fast it's holding.
Oh, yeah.
It's great.
There are some that are.
My favorite is watching the evolution of people that are like, oh, wee, oh, oh, it's the best.
Oh, goodness. I love everything about what's happening now. Okay, great. Okay, that's the first bracket, question mark. So these are the quarterfinals. Eventually, we'll get back to Flight of Passage, Small World, Mr. Toad, and Teacups. Okay. Wow. Let's move to our next bracket. I don't know. What's it called? Like a seed? Eli, what do you think?
Bracket.
Division?
Sports.
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 Okay. We're doing sports right
okay,
now.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. Everyone, I need you to send lovely thoughts to Andrew right now. Okay. Even though I think I know what you're going to choose. The first one is Haunted Mansion versus Star Tours. I don't think it's a competition for you.
No.
You're going to choose Haunted Mansion.
I'm just going to get it out of the way. I'm going to say Haunted Mansion, and I don't have to explain myself.
Great. Leslie?
Shock.
Wait, pause. Hold for question.
Sorry, I was going to say, I know I'm saying, but I went to Disney World. Haunted Mansion was closed for repairs. It was the only ride we didn't get to go on.
Hurry up.
No. Look
hurry
under
back.
Your chair. Look under your chair.
Hurry back.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Clarifying question. Are we talking original Star Tours or Star Tours the new
one?
Great.
Sarah, let's say the
question.
Oh, gosh.
Let's in any case, that doesn't change my answer.
Let's say, let's say the new one. But
no,
the original one.
Shockingly for me, it's Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
As much as I'm a Star Wars freak, really? Haunted Mansion, when I was a kid, I got stuck in it in the graveyard thing, and my sister says that I was like, hey, it's fine, it's all fake, it's all fake. So every time I go on it, it just reminds me of like my childhood. Also, I always get told that I look like Hurry Back, like the original one.
Yeah.
But I also got the redheaded lady who's not in Pirates anymore. So
well, she is.
Yeah, but it's
I know,
not
it's
the
different.
Same.
It's different.
Anyway, Haunted Mansion.
Listen, as a kid, when they were like, we want the redhead, I was like, yes, you do. Jelani?
Also, Haunted Mansion.
Yeah.
It's going all the way. Yeah. It's going all the way today.
Okay. Next up, we got some swashbuckling adventures with Peter Pan's Flight versus Pirates of the Caribbean.
Are you kidding me?
Oh my gosh, why are you so mad?
these are easier
Wait,
than the other
ones.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great.
Jelani?
This bracket's easy.
Peter Pan's Flight.
I know,
of the Caribbean.
It's Peter Pan's.
What?
No. Wait.
No, you can,
you
but
can.
I want to know more.
Can I have a second?
Yes. Leslie.
Pirates.
I just
and you say, is it Caribbean or Caribbean for you both?
Caribbean,
yeah.
Caribbean Queen.
By the way, Leslie, the next time we go to Disneyland together, when we go to Disneyland together, which doesn't happen. Which
can I come?
Yes, of course.
Can Andrew come
Everyone
too?
Everyone should come.
I want
to
come.
They're like, we do not like pirates. But, there's a hidden Goofy. And the rocks. Has anyone seen the hidden Goofy in the rocks?
Leslie did not.
Okay.
The rocks where?
When you're leaving, like the gold on the left.
Yeah.
Does it change your vote? Yeah.
You know what, though? It's being refurbed. It just opened again in Disneyland. Yeah. Maybe, hopefully, they took my suggestion of no Goofy. Yeah, <dogs. I>
okay, so we've got two votes for Pirates. Jelani?
Pirates.
Great. Okay, we're going to get a little patriotic, even though, why? Great moments with Mr. Lincoln versus the Hall of Presidents.
Oh, come on. Hall of Presidents.
No. Ooh.
It is great moments with Mr. Lincoln, and you also get to see the funniest animatronic of all time, which is Donald Trump. It's hilarious.
Boo.
Yeah, no, obviously, fuck that guy, but like, that's why it's funny. Yeah. Don't, it's not an, I'm not like saying anything bold. He's a piece of shit, obviously. I recently had a long conversation with an Imagineer who was there, like one of the people on the team responsible for bringing him in.
Oh my God.
And it is true that they, maybe cut this part out, but it's true that they slimmed him down 50 pounds.
I'm not cutting that out.
I would hope they do that to me if I'm ever Imagineer. Yeah. Oh God.
Okay, good. So, two votes for Hall of Presidents. Yeah. Leslie?
I'm going with Hall of Presidents, even though Mr. Lincoln is, like, nostalgic. Yeah.
But he's there.
He's there. He's there. Yeah, I'm going with Hall of Presidents.
Okay, I, too, am saying Hall of Presidents. I also want to go back and vote for Peter Pan and change my mind. Thank you. Thank
you.
We love that.
We love that.
That was on your conscience, and I
It really was,
admire
and I feel so much
that.
Better now for speaking my truth.
Yeah, good. I appreciate that. You know, I've never seen the Hall of Presidents, and I almost did, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Hillary wig?
It's not true. It's not true. So what is true? And this is because I asked this question. I asked this question to the Imagineer. I said, is it true that you use like Hillary's face? And she said, no, but what is true is that when there are two front runners, they make models of them both. So it just so happens that Donald Trump's face looks a lot like hilariously like Hillary Clinton's. Yeah. The
that's
Hall of Second. That
no,
would be
that's
cool.
In Journey into Imagination with Figment. It's like, I can imagine a better place. Okay, good. Last one for this division. Tower of Terror at Walt Disney World.
The original? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Versus Big Thunder.
Oh, it's Tower of Terror.
What is it, Jelani?
Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror?
Tower of Terror.
Thunder Mountain.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's the Tower of Terror is the one ride I can't do anymore.
Really?
There was a moment when I was like, I'm screaming and it's not a fun scream.
I love the Guardians, the new version of Disneyland.
Hold that
it.
Thought. Yeah. That might be coming up in another division. Ooh. Okay, so Tower of Terror won. Wow, early. Okay, so that means advancing is Haunted Mansion, Pirates, Hall of Presidents, and Tower of Terror. Okay, two more divisions. Radiator Springs Racers versus Rock and Roller Coaster. Ooh.
Radiator Springs Racers.
For me, it's the Rock and Roller Coaster.
Wow.
Thank you. Who feels me? Who feels me? Yes. Yes.
Radiator Springs because the Aerosmith is so awkward in the opening where they're like, yeah, we're in the recording studio, and it, not that they're like country artists, I made them sound that way, it's just awkward. No.
Okay.
I know every word of that pre-show.
Prove it.
Prove it. Yeah, prove it.
I hate, here's the other thing I hate besides Goofy, is kids like you who then, I'm like, I know you've been here a million times. I don't want to hear you do the speech.
But actually, I do.
Sorry, I'm going to do it.
I want to.
Not right now, but like, that's always the moment, like when I go to do Rock and Roller Coaster, that's the moment when I'm with my friends, I go, sorry. Like I've been pretty reserved relatively this whole trip because I didn't want to ruin your time here. This is for me.
This is my time. Now, if I may be so bold, I think we want some...
Wait a minute. I love that idea. How about some backstage passes? Sorry.
Was that it? Yeah.
Yeah, somebody yelled it.
I made them like, wait a minute. I know.
What were you saying, John?
I just wanted 16 bars of it.
Hey, Chris, can you grab my Black Les Paul? How about that?
No. Okay, let's move on.
Silence. silence in the room.
Okay, good. The next one is the Jungle Cruise versus the Kilimanjaro Safari.
Oh.
I know, right? First time I went on the safari, I was like, so these are real? Like, because I was like, I'm at Disney World.
Okay.
World. And like, Okay.
Also, if you've been to Disney World and have not done the like 2.5 hour safari where you get up at 6 a.m. and it costs extra, but it is so worth it. And okay. I forgot what it's called, but it's whatever. But I'm gonna say the Kilimanjaro safari just because they are real. And
they
it's
are
super
real.
Cool.
And I just want to, like, last week, and they really are pushing, like, conservation and helping the environment, which I really appreciate. Which
That's what
great.
That longer one, really, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
That longer safari is all about that.
Andrew?
I recently went to Disney World with Broadway rising star Will Roland, and he had never been, he'd been to a Disney park when he was, like, really little, he didn't remember. We got off Jungle Cruise, and he goes, I didn't know it was just a borscht belt routine.
That's a really good Will impression.
I have the best Will Roland impression really of good. Anyone That's besides really Will Roland.
Wow.
I'm going with the safari, though, as well.
Okay. Jelani?
You already know it's a safari due to my lineage of animals. It's the thing. That's it. That's it.
David, can I ask, was that the moment that you said, okay, maybe Disney World is actually pretty good? Because that tends to be the moment for Disneyland people.
It was Guardians.
It was Guardians?
It was the new Guardians.
Wow.
Jungle Cruise, especially in Disneyland, they just fixed it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it's really wonderful.
It's, but, well, like, it's fun that it's tied into... the Society of Explorers and Adventurers. It's really exciting for me.
Oh, yeah.
It needed a redo.
This panel just got really nerdy.
This just got... listen, it was... I was like...
yeah, right, yeah. Okay, so the Safari won. Against my wishes.
Good work,
okay,
everybody.
Okay, ready? Here we go. Guardians Cosmic Rewind versus Mission Breakout in Disneyland Tower of Terror.
Cosmic Rewind.
Here's the deal. Who has been on the new Guardians ride in Florida? It is one of the best things I've ever been on.
Yeah, people get sick on it.
You
people
did?
Get sick.
Wait, is this the same as the what they've done? Oh, then
no,
I haven't
been on it. No, so
this
is like a new roller coaster that just opened.
It's so...
It is so good.
Good. Wow, Leslie has recused herself.
So there's like 6 songs
I
that you get to hear. I've ridden it. Ridden it? Is that the right?
I don't know.
Ridden it or wrote it?
I've wrote it 3
I've
times.
I've wrote it.
I've wrote it thrice.
And I've gotten new songs each time.
Me too. The best was, did you get September?
No, I did not get
I
September.
I got September. And
wait a minute. Are you sure this is not the same?
I promise it's a different
It's not
thing.
The same.
Oh, because you get different songs?
Yeah,
yes.
That's
yes.
the same thing. Cosmic Rewind by
I love the Conga.
1,000 miles. Conga was great, and we also got Disco Inferno. What were your other two? What were
I
your
forgot.
Other? Okay.
Well, I got Disco Inferno. You're right.
I was too busy screaming so loud, I did not hear music.
Yeah.
People get sick. People get sick on it.
The only thing that I see people get sick on is, do they still have
Goofy
the,
Sky School?
You're like, I just get sick immediately.
It's not the ride. You just see his face in the line. You're like,
I'm going to take you on Goofy Sky School.
No, that what's the Gary Sinise where you're on mission to?
Mission Space. Oh! He's not in it anymore either. He's not in it.
Though I will say in the... So wait, I know this is like so niche because it's so new, but like in the pre-show, there's Glenn Close and she's Madame Horrible. That's all I could think about.
Wow. Terry Crews gives
the
worst performance I've ever seen. And it makes me so happy.
Listen,
I feel like I'm in line for Dinosaur.
I know.
It's fantastic.
Okay, so. Yeah, I can't. So Cosmic Rewind or Mission Breakout in DCA. Which is Tower of Terror with the overlay.
Oh.
Right. It's the Cosmic Rewind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Guardians 1, Cosmic Rewind.
Cosmic Rewind, even though you've never done it. It's great.
Oh, I thought you said DCA.
That's Mission Breakout. So you want Mission
Both
Breakout.
Guardians.
Oh, then Mission Breakout.
My God, you're screaming at me. Okay. Andrew?
I'm Cosmic Rewind, 100%.
Yeah, it's
got to
be Cosmic Rewind. It's got to be. You got to go on it. When I went on it the first time, we actually got stuck. So they let us go on it again.
Wow.
So I went back to back, and that is... That's
rare.
I did it also 3 times in one day.
Yeah. You got to do it. It's great. Okay. Last one in this division, Snow White's Enchanted Wish. Hold for applause. Uh-huh. And Alice in Wonderland.
Ooh.
Have you been on the updated Snow White ride?
Yeah.
I've watched a video of it. I haven't been on it.
Well, it's amazing.
Is it?
Yes. I literally, there is a Disney Coast to Coast podcast, and they brought me on to review that ride. And it was an hour of me talking about how much I love Dopey. Like, truly.
Tell them whenever you stage me what character, and you sent me a picture
sometimes
of him.
Sometimes I will stage at home. In addition to podcasting, I'm actually a director, believe it or not. And, you know, when you're, like, pre-staging, sometimes you use coins or just things. But one time I used my Funko dolls, and Leslie was the evil hag. So I...
So now now he always sends me pictures of the evil hag. Yeah.
I loved you at the end of
Mind
Train.
I can't believe you guys keep calling her evil hag.
That's what it is. What would you say? The witch transformed.
Like she's the just the evil queen in, I don't know, it's like spooky. Evil hag is right. I just like that that's her title. Sometimes I like to look at the evil hag. Oh, yeah, you know, it's like.
I have evil queen earrings.
Oh, yes, you do.
That's the thing, at the end of, you'd be spectacular.
At the end of Mind Train, when you're like waiting to go back in the station, I texted Leslie. I was like, I love your work. that one is aggressive, though.
Yeah.
Like the original, like if you actually go back, okay, here it comes. If you actually go back in the history of the Snow White ride, it used to be terrifying. And it got slightly less terrifying. And the new one, like, it's still a little scary at times, but anyway, it's great.
The new one versus what?
Versus Alice in Wonderland. Oh. Disneyland only. You go outside. It's a big deal. Leslie?
Alice in Wonderland never did it for me because it's so... I mean, I get that it's supposed to be like, ooh, psychedelic, but it just never did it for me. No, I'm going to say Snow White.
Yes, you are, Andrew. Yeah.
I think Alice in Wonderland might be my like favorite existing classic dark ride, actually. Yeah, I don't know why, but it does do it for me.
Okay.
And I like it a lot, so I'm going to say Alice in Wonderland.
Okay, I'm going to say Snow White.
Thank you.
Okay. This is the first one I haven't been on.
Listen,
the popular side.
Snow White
is
the OG.
Okay.
Without Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, we wouldn't be here today.
True.
You know?
True girl.
I feel very strongly. Okay. Don't forget to go to our shop. Use code BroadwayCon22. Okay. To buy your evil hag doll signed by Leslie Margarita. The Figment doll signed by Andrew Barth Feldman.
Ooh.
And the Simba doll signed by Jelana Remy.
That's a great idea.
That's actually a really good idea. Yeah, great marketing. I'll take all three. And the dopey one, signed by Idina Menzel.
Oh, Suey, we'll be right back. Oh, what's the big idea with these commercials? Oh, with this reminds.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Okay, here we go. Rise of the Resistance versus Smuggler's Run.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rise. Yeah, okay. No, are you kidding me?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Margarita.
Smuggler's Run. Smuggler's Run, because I'm such an old school Star Wars that Rise is the new ones, which I love as well. But I was so underwhelmed by Rise.
What?
Yeah.
I had notes. I had notes. We talked about this once.
But I also, like, I hate Goofy. I also hate Kylo Ren. Like, marble mouth.
Leslie, what do you like about
body.
Disney? Like, maybe something you like.
Listen, you know, please, and I'm the biggest Star Wars nerd, but Smuggler's Run.
Great.
For me.
We love it.
As the pilot, not so much the gunner.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Pilot.
Yeah. The engineer.
Or the engineer, yeah. Yeah.
That is
pilot,
like.
Yeah.
Every time I've been on it, I've had 2-year-old pilots.
No.
I think it's only fun if you're not the pilot. It's only fun if the pilots have no idea what they're doing and you're like crashing into everything and you're like, yes. You know, that's
because
way more fun.
The first time I was a pilot, I missed the entire pre-show. I did single rider and like, I didn't know that it was actually real. Mm. So I was like, this is fun.
Yeah.
And I was crashing. I was like, uh-oh.
I want to go on it with people I know and do Chewy mode.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard about Chewy mode. Yeah. People ask if I know.
I don't know about that.
It's fun.
Basically, if you press the right buttons, then you don't get instructions from Honda. You get instructions from Chewbacca.
Oh, that's cool.
So the whole ride's just like...
Yeah, was like, yeah. This is a great moment, Jelani. Yeah.
As the great Patti LuPone once said, everybody rise.
Okay, okay.
bring it back to Broadway.
Yeah.
Yes, E-ticket to Broadway. Yeah. I will say, like, Rise was great. As someone that doesn't know Star Wars, I felt like there were some story beats that could have been clearer for me.
Sure.
And sure. I was confused in the blaster room why there wasn't wind. I brought this up to you once. Hmm. Like, if
there's
that, you know what I'm talking
there's
about?
There's a force field. But come on.
I know, but when like, the, what's his name? The non-equity Darth Vader. What's his name?
Kylo Ren. He's Kylo Adam Ren. Driver, by the way. When it's literally acclaimed actor Adam Driver.
When, no. Like, when they shoot, and, like, he, like, which is an amazing effect. I was like, so when you go outside, there's wind. But in the blast room, there's
yeah.
not wind.
Yeah, that's fair. That is fair.
These are things I think about.
That's a good point.
It's fun. I love the... Well.
Well, that's it then. I wonder if that's a COVID.
A COVID?
A COVID.
I love your fans, Leslie. I love your fans. Okay, here's the next one. Indiana Jones Adventure versus Expedition Everest.
The whole room just got a chill.
There is a correct answer here, too, I think.
Should I go?
Go.
Mine's easy. Okay. I love Indiana Jones. Love, love, love. Oh, although, no. Even though the stuff in the queue doesn't work anymore. Everest is, I think, my favorite ride of all.
Really?
Even more than... Avatar one. I think so. Yeah. Okay. I'm going with Expedition Everest.
I will never post this, but I'm going to show my friends. This was me on Everest last week. Literally.
Am I your friend?
Screaming. Yes, Sean, you're my friend. I don't know why. Like, I was okay with that. What? I mean, you can kind of, I can show. It's just like.
I'm a poser on all of the rides. So it's always the same, like, depending on the trip. But do you pose or do you just let it?
I pose.
Yeah.
No, I pose.
Yeah.
What's fun?
You gotta.
Yeah.
You gotta
pose.
You gotta make a funny face.
Yeah. Space Mountain, I'm great. Especially if my friends are in front of me on Space Mountain, I will always, like, go over them at the last
time. I'm always the person on Space Mountain be like, it's to the right when you come around the corner. Yeah, yeah. It's on the right.
Yeah. I will tap you now. That's what I do. Yeah. I'm really fun. I do, yeah, we do that. You gotta be ready. Okay, so we got one vote for Everest.
We have somebody in the back with a question.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, has anyone here been on the original Everest from like the first couple months of operation when the Yeti moved?
No.
Maybe, no, definitely not. I was 4, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
I was 84 and still haven't.
Yeah. Andrew, did you answer?
Jelani, do you have one?
I pick Everest.
Okay, then
are you mad?
My choice doesn't really matter, and I the purist in me, like the dark ride, like artist in me, like really wants to say Indiana Jones, but I think I'm gonna say Everest for Joe Rohde.
The people have spoken.
So love. Is that
and I don't like to. I never give spoilers on the podcast, but like the way they do the rolling ball is like the most incredible effect. Like if you actually figure out how they do it, it's amazing.
Refurb, though.
She needs
probably
a refurb.
A little bit.
Refurb,
yes.
Have you ever watched like the rolling ball reset?
No.
Yeah. What I do is I like look to the back.
Yeah.
Oh, I have seen that.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna roll right back.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, we got stuck in that.
Just
the ball just kept rolling.
Oh no. Okay, we're
and
almost
that's
there.
Why you're no that's why your ghost's here sitting with us.
God, that feels like a career.
Okay, we're almost there. Ready? The next one is okay, here we go.
Yes.
Toontown Spin Around. I'm just kidding. It's not. Leslie's career peaked when.
Guys, at 17, I'm aging myself. 16, 17, yeah. I did the television special for Disneyland for Toontown Spin Around. I was one of the dancers and got to go on it before I opened an eye. Thought I was the shit.
Yeah.
I peaked.
We're going to have a Toontown Spin Around. That's great.
Leslie's career peak.
This is downhill the whole time. You rise. It's basically tower.
Yeah. But then it's like a little bit up. It's like, but then it goes like, oh, and
it goes up a little bit and then
down. Leslie, it's like, ooh, a Nymph Tony Award? Oh, no, no.
I can't, okay. I'm on the floor.
Okay. Okay, Slinky Dog Dash versus Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. We got a lot of Slinky Dog.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Here's the thing. I laughed so, Slinky Dog, first time, amazing. Yeah. And when they in the queue were like, this is the wildest ride in Andy's backyard, I was like, that is
good.
That
there's
was
a lot
so
of fun
good.
Easter eggs on that ride, actually.
So Slinky Dog Dash versus the dopey ride in Disney World.
Evil Hag for the win.
Great.
I'm also going to say Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
I'm going with the Slinky Dog.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I respect. I love Slinky Dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? Because you didn't vote for it.
I can't tilt side to side on Slinky Dog Dash.
You're right. You're right.
I can tilt side to side on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Okay.
Okay.
Heard. Heard.
When I
sorry.
No, but listen, like last week we did it with a lightning lane and we had another lightning lane and fireworks were about to start, so we went on it again with fireworks. Amazing.
Going on any like Magic Kingdom outdoor roller coaster while fireworks are happening is bliss.
Big Thunder in Disneyland.
Yep. Great. Same in fireworks. Same in World. If you can go on Big Thunder while the fireworks are happening.
Big Thunder in Walt Disney World, not a fan.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it later.
Okay, great. No, talk about it now. Okay. Last two, the Matterhorn versus Dinosaur.
Matterhorn.
So this is a bone of contention with our fans.
I feel myself dissociating at people. I don't know how to feel about people sitting in an audience yelling at me, Matterhorn! Yeah. Dinosaur! Yeah. I think it's maybe my heaven. I'm not sure.
Yes, it is. It is. Do you see your reflection down there?
Yeah.
You're like looking into your life. There's like a mirror right back there, too. It's very disconcerting. Jelani?
Dinosaur!
I think I'm also going to say dinosaur.
But you didn't choose Indiana Jones, which is the better version of dinosaur?
Yeah, but compared to... But that was Indiana Jones versus Everest.
Finish that sentence.
Matterhorn hurts.
It does hurt. It does. It does. The new Yeti, terrifying. But yeah.
Dinosaur hurts my heart and brain.
But not your courage?
In a fun way. Yeah, not my courage. Yeah.
I'm gay. Clear?
I can't believe I'm admitting this to you guys.
No.
My husband has an irrational fear of the Yeti in life. Like,
no. It's not irrational. He's very scary.
Of course. Like, Yeti and everything. So, in life, yeah. Yeti. So, going on the Matterhorn with him makes me cry laugh because he looks terrified.
Yeah.
So, it's more about that. But the new Yeti is terrifying. So I'm going with Matterhorn. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Andrew?
What'd you say? Dinosaur, and that's dinosaur then.
Dinosaur wins.
do you know
where in Disneyland you can see the former Yeti, Harold?
Yes.
Where?
I know.
It's the queue of what ride?
Does anyone know? Because I feel like Leslie and I both know.
If anyone can win, I'll give you a prize.
Yeah.
Yes.
The people were right.
Where's my bag? No, I really don't.
That must have been so sad. He's like, wow, I can't wait to go on this.
It's a luggage tag.
What's your name, prize winner?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Hi. Hooray.
Thank you.
Yeah, we get prizes. Jelani, no. Okay.
Gorsh.
Leslie, no. Okay, everyone, we're moving on to our quarterfinals.
Wow.
Okay, here's the first division. Flight of Passage versus Small World.
Flight of Passage.
Flight of Passage.
Flight.
This is what the Supreme Court should be.
Yeah. Anything but what we have now.
Just them sitting around going, Flight of Passage.
Yeah. Okay, Mr. Toad versus the teacups. Jelani?
Ooh. I'm going to go with teacups.
Great.
I'm going to say Toad.
Toad.
Okay, advancing to the semifinals. This is the most sports jargon I've ever seen in my whole life. Am I doing it right? Flight of Passage versus Mr. Toad in our... We'll advance. Okay.
Yeah.
Also, it's black paper on a pen, so I'm really sorry.
Yeah, you're doing great. It's like hieroglyphics.
It's going to be great on the Instagram page later. Okay, Haunted Mansion versus Pirates of the Caribbean. Wow, that's... Wow, okay. Everyone take a moment. I want you to close your eyes and understand the passion you have for the Disney parks in that moment. I love that.
Yeah, that's
you all love it.
Oh,
you're
wow.
My people. Things to consider. The movies. Yeah.
Johnny Depp.
Things to consider. Johnny
in the back, do you have a question?
They kept him in, too.
I'm going to go with Disneyland. No, we're going to go classic. No, I love this.
But can we incorporate the fact that it does have an overlay?
I think you want to take all the given circumstances.
Well, are we doing
Disneyland for both?
Whoa.
We should do Disneyland for both.
Disneyland for
panel.
Both.
Yeah.
Do we need a five? What's happening?
Haunted Mansion.
Take five. Now is a great time. And don't forget, we've got QR codes for you. You can grab afterwards, as well as we're going to be selling some pins. Jelani is modeling one of them. One says E-Ticket to Broadway. The other one says See You at the Parks. And we also have stickers. We've got stickers.
That's fun.
Usually $3. It's on sale for $2 today.
Yay.
One is this, which looks great on a laptop. And the other one is this. It's a signed Goofy sticker by Leslie. No. See You at the Parks, and E-Ticket to Broadway, and some pins afterwards. Great.
I'm going to get mine out of the way, and I'm going to say Haunted Mansion.
Haunted Mansion.
And I
yeah,
will be taking no further questions.
I, too, am going to say Haunted Mansion.
Whoa. Oh! Spooky.
Me, three.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's a rough one. That was
tough. Everyone doing okay?
Yeah. We're,
I don't know how much longer I can do this.
Yeah.
But okay. Wait a minute.
What?
If we're over, you step in if it's tied.
If it's
what
tied.
Happens?
There's three of us.
I guess that would never happen, though.
But it should be us four voting, and then they break the tie.
Oh, I see. We can do that on the...
Yeah, in the finals.
We have to start over, everyone.
We can do it in the finals.
We have to start over.
Okay. this one's really challenging. Hall of Presidents versus Tower of Terror.
Now, hang on.
But to consider the presidents on Tower of Terror. Just for that on-ride photo.
Listen, only one of these has William Howard Taft on it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Do you think that, just Howard?
Do you think that Andrew Polk goes to Bill Clinton's like, here's the photo. Here's the photo. That was so neat.
Now hang on. That's not really Rod Serling.
It's Hillary Clinton. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Hall of Presidents versus Tower of Terror, Leslie.
Tower.
Yeah, Tower. Yeah.
Hall of Presidents. Yeah.
Would anyone in the room have chosen Hall of Presidents?
Okay. They're my people, see?
Wow.
Okay.
There really are some people out there.
Okay, we got two more divisions. Here we go. I have to always say Radiator Springs Racers because I like to say Radiator Racers, but someone yelled at me on the podcast.
Well, that's just not what the ride is called, David.
Okay, well. Leslie's like the car ride.
The car ride.
Here's my pro tip. When you're on Radiator Springs Racers, as soon as you board your vehicle, close one eye. Enjoy it. And then once you go into the dark spot, switch your eyes so you can see. Because it's a pirate trick, you know, the eye patch, so you can see in the dark. Because when you go into the dark part of it, have I lost
That's
everyone?
Crazy. That is so
cool. Thanks. I just got my time warning because of that, too. They're like, cut it out. No.
No.
I mean, it's part of it.
It's the same ride.
You know what I'm talking about? So you can enjoy the first part of the dark ride of it. Anyway, you'll thank me when you're there. Okay, so Radiator Springs Racers versus the Safari.
Whoa.
Wow. I mean, so different.
You know what I'm picking.
I love the animals, but I'm going to go with Radiator Springs.
Great. Jelani?
Ingonyama Nengwe Namabala. Ingonyama Nengwe Namabala.
Oh,
the
yeah,
animals.
Okay. Safari. Andrew?
This can't be left to me.
It is. Really?
I'm meditating. Radiator Springs Racers. Yeah.
Good night, everyone.
That's just my answer.
Okay, Cosmic Rewind versus Light's Enchanted Wish.
Cosmic Rewind.
I'm going to say Snow White's Enchanted Wish.
And that's great for you,
yeah.
David.
I want like a thrilling e-ticket ride with like a classic Disney movie.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Like a Peter Pan experience, like
they're
with
kind
Cosmic
of doing
Rewind.
That within Tokyo. I don't know exactly what they're
like
doing,
the
but
stuff,
that's like
yeah.
what they're doing. Yeah.
But wouldn't that be amazing? Like an amazing roller coaster. It's like flying in Neverland with Peter. Like,
yes, love that.
When cool. I'm an Imagineer, that'll happen. Okay. Rise of the Resistance versus Everest.
Whoa!
My God. Sorry. David, edit that to be quieter later on.
I wasn't in the mic, so it'll be the right volume.
Yeah, you're right.
Mine's easy. That's Everest.
Yeah.
Even I'm going against all of my Star Wars.
That's fair.
Stuff, but Everest.
Jelani.
Everest.
It's a moot, but unless you're voting now, but I bet you.
Yeah.
I'm not voting.
I'm gonna say Rise.
I would have said Rise, but yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Patty.
Sorry, Patty. Seven Dwarfs Mine Train versus Dinosaur.
Some sick part of me really wants to say Dinosaur right now.
Dinosaur's so retro.
But you're on the other one.
I like the Snow White. I like Snow White. Dinosaur hurts my boobs.
Fair.
Right? I'm
so what did you say? You said...
Jelani, you go.
Johnny, no, go. You go.
Just something about the existential dread I feel on Dinosaur, like, makes me want to pick it right now.
Okay, so...
So I'm going to say Dinosaur.
Dinosaur, Snow White, Jelani.
I...
Remember, I have the opportunity to hire you in the future.
I know. Can I poll the audience?
You can poll me.
Audience, raise your hands for a Dinosaur.
These are people who don't
Thank
like
you.
Themselves.
And then raise your hand for Snow White.
Yes!
Okay, I feel better. Thank you for being my lifeline. I'm going with Snow White, final answer.
Okay, great. We're advancing to the semifinals. There's four. What? Okay, here we go. Are you guys nervous? I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, I mean, now that we've talked about Dinosaur so much, I just automatically get nervous.
Yeah, right.
Talk about
Flight of Passage versus Mr. Toad's Wild Ride.
Flight of Passage.
Great.
Wow.
I mean, that was like that ride.
The Haunted Mansion versus Tower of Terror.
Wow. Haunted
Mansion. This is where it gets real.
We have a vote for Haunted Mansion. Really? There's hesitation.
Well, I'm trying to be objective about this. I'm going to say... Jelani, do you want to go?
No, go. Come on.
I'm going to say Haunted Mansion.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what I say at this
point. It always
point.
Matters. It matters.
But the people want
to
know.
But I was going to say Haunted Mansion.
Right. Yeah. True story. I just visited someone's home in Golden Oak in Florida. They have a stretching room in
that
their
way
house.
You went to that house?
I did. It was I was what? Speechless. I was
a working stretching room.
Speechless. It was
in
amazing.
A house in Florida. Oh my God, that's so cool. I've watched videos of that. And
it
I
is
just say one day
intense
when they call my number.
Okay, here we go. Radiator Springs Racers versus Mission or excuse me, Cosmic Rewind.
Oh,
you haven't done Cosmic Rewind.
No. Radiator Springs.
Okay.
I was going to say Cosmic Rewind.
I'm also going to say Cosmic Rewind.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Look okay. at this new ride. Also, no Runaway Railway on this whole bracket.
I know. I didn't do it because I wasn't sure if everyone's been on it. Yes.
That's me on Cosmic
Rewind.
Oh, no.
So what this person is showing is vomit flying from their mouth. Everyone looks terrified. Yeah.
Goofy's right in front of
Yeah, Goofy's right.
Yeah, Goofy's in front. 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Oh, God, the stress. This should have been 17 days. You know, like,
we just sit here. We don't sleep or eat. We just talk about Dinosaur and I.
We could do a live. Sad. We'll do a live show soon. Those are fun. No? Okay.
Yeah. You just said it, and then we were like, silently, yes, we will.
Everest versus...
We're running out of time.
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Oh.
Everest.
Everest.
Okay, everyone. Okay. These would be the... I think I screwed up. I don't know what the term is. These would be the semifinals.
The dress rehearsals.
This is like the invited dress, okay?
Right.
Haunted Mansion versus Everest.
Haunted Mansion.
So Haunted Mansion has advanced to the finals.
Woo!
Flight of Passage versus Guardians Cosmic Rewind.
Flight of Passage.
You can't possibly make me choose.
I, too, will say Flight of Passage.
Whoa, no.
Then I'm going to say Cosmic Rewind just so that there's some rep for Cosmic Rewind.
Okay, we're going to say Flight of Passage.
David's upset.
I'm upset. Cosmic Rewind is just incredible.
Well, if Leslie had done it, maybe things would be different.
I know.
But I don't disagree. Flight of Passage deserves to be in the title.
I'm going in a couple months. Maybe then I'm going in a couple months. So
get a boarding group and get a lightning lane, and then you can do it two times.
Oh, fair. You heard it here. Okay.
Everyone get a boarding group and get a lightning lane, and then you can do it two times.
Before we vote, remember, afterwards, I'll be here. You can get stickers for $2, cash or Venmo. It's really great. And then a pin for $3, cash or Venmo. But then again, grab a card, get a QR code. There's a lot of great shirts that we mash up, musical theater from Sondheim and Teams, and it's really great. Here we go. Flight of Passage versus The Haunted Mansion.
Come on.
I'm going to wait. Andrew's going to go last because okay. I think he's passed out. Okay, Jelani.
Haunted Mansion.
Okay.
Okay, disclaimer, Flight of Passage is a better ride technically, sure, but I'm going with Haunted Mansion for, yeah, Haunted Mansion.
Because it tells a better story.
Flight of Passage does.
Nope.
Oh, really?
Flight of Passage is a better ride technically, yes. But Haunted Mansion tells a better story. So I'm saying this for Rolly Crump. I'm saying this for Exitensia. I'm saying this for Claude Coates. I'm saying this for Leota Toombs. I'm saying this for Kim Irvine. Haunted Mansion.
You've heard it. Haunted Mansion wins. Andrew, can you do the whole ghost host speech?
Welcome to the Haunted Mansion. I'm your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching, or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors, which offers you this chilling challenge to find a way out. Ha-ha-ha. Of course. There's always my way. And then you look up and a guy fucking hanged himself.
I know.
From that.
Maybe. What? No, they're not.
Yes.
Anyway, on that note.
I didn't mean to frighten you prematurely.
On that note, thank you all for joining. Please check out E-Ticket to Broadway. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening. And let us know which attraction won on your bracket. We'll see you at the parks.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.